What's the music sound like? Very Across America-esque.
That's
appropriate because this is Across America, episode 25. How's everybody doing? Let's get to the story before our viewers get angry.
You can't ask questions. They can't answer them.
They can answer them. I just can't hear them.
I know, but that makes no sense.
You can just tweet us back. I'm good.
Yeah, that's what we want on Twitter.
We got a dildo Tana.
Yeah, one of them. Anyways.
Anyway, you had just left this religious cult after waking up after 4 hours, and you've had this mysterious limp.
Yeah.
And
for some reason, my back was hurting. And,
right.
Yeah. No, that's not accurate at all. Actually, I do want to say, before I leave this religious home that I was saying I was staying at for a couple days, I do want to say two things. One was that the first night that I stayed over, they made like a dinner. I think we had like ribs and some other stuff.
Right.
Because the guy was a pastor, but I think his wife was just a stay-at-home mom, and she like cooked this big meal. We all ate, and their son joined us too, and he was like maybe like a year younger than me. Maybe, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remember this like conversation of they were like asking me like what I was into, and I was like, oh, I like movies. And when I mentioned that, like, they're like, oh, like, what's your favorite movies? So I'm like naming some, but then I realized like when I'm naming them, they're like not giving me any kind of signal that they know or even heard,
right?
Or even like are aware of what movies I'm talking about. So I'm like, all right, these are like big budget movies, but that's fine, whatever. Maybe you guys haven't heard of Jurassic Park. But then I realized that they were like this religious family that wouldn't necessarily watch,
right,
Jurassic Park or
because
something.
That's the devil.
Well, because like the son actually said, oh, have you seen a movie called Inception? And I was like, yeah, I've seen Inception. It was really good. And then his mom was like, what's that one about? And he like explains it a little bit. And she's like, would it be safe for me to watch? And he was like, yeah, 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 it's clean. It's clean. And she's like, is it really? He's like, there's some gun violence, but it's clean. And I'm like, oh, yeah, then I'm not going to mention any more movies that I'm not going to mention Inglourious Basterds, right, or like any of these other
Joseph
movies.
Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat is probably your safest pick.
Well, that brings me to my next story. Is the next night, her son, I don't know where he was. He went somewhere or something like that. And I was still at the house, and I'm downloading more podcasts because they had Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I'm like getting ready for the trip. I fixed my wheel on my cart. She drove me around during the day to get my wheel fixed. Like, we went to like Walmart, and I bought a new wheel and some tools to fix it. And when we get back, I guess the father, he had some important church stuff that he had to go to.
Right.
And he left. So it was just like me and his wife. Again, I'm bad with names. I can't remember her name.
Frankie in the biz.
Frankie in the biz. Which one is she? Frankie?
She's Frankie.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to say her name a lot more, and I don't want to say biz. So, like, I remember she goes, hey, do you want some ice cream and stuff? Because they just went grocery shopping. And I'm like, sure. So after I finished downloading a bunch of podcasts, because they gave me like a spare bedroom. So I come out and it's just her, and she's like washing the dishes from dinner, and she gives me some ice cream. So I'm just like kind of sitting there like, oh man, this is going to be awkward. I should have said no. So I'm just sitting because I don't want to go back to my room with the ice cream, because one, I don't know if that's against the rules, and two, I don't want to be rude.
Oh,
so
boy.
I sit there, and she goes, she said something like she teaches like a church group or something. So she showed them a certain movie, and it was like some kids cartoon movie, but it was like a more religious one. And she goes, you said that you like movies, right? And I go, yeah. She's like, what's your favorite religious movie? And I go, oh. I'm like, yeah. So I like, I didn't even say it. I was like, I saw Passion of the Christ. So that was interesting. And she's like, oh, that was like a brutal one. And she's like, she's like, I almost couldn't watch it, and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, yeah. I mean, it was harsh. Like, it really, you know, earned its R rating. And I was like, she's like, it was so sad. Like, I was crying at the end and stuff. I'm like, yeah. Uh-huh. And then
people confess to murder after seeing that movie.
Listen, hey, my mom saw that movie, and she said she was crying and everything. My mom's super religious and stuff like that. So I was like, no, I get it. So then she's like, well, what else? And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I don't.
Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, no, what was the one directed by Martin Scorsese? Temptation of Christ. No, I wasn't going to say Goodfellas. What do you think?
Temptation. No, no.
Last Temptation of Christ.
I was thinking of the one with Tom Hanks. It's probably not a Scorsese movie. And it's not a religious movie.
Oh, no. I'm not going to say Da Vinci Code. Da Vinci Code. No.
This woman is the...
Trust me. I was trying to be... I don't even know that much about Temptation of the Christ. Right. I never saw that one. But I knew it was more a religious film. So I was like, I said that. And then she mentioned some like cartoonish ones. And I was like, yeah, I've seen those when I was younger. Like, I haven't seen them in a while.
I don't watch religious movies.
But dude, she was like asking some tough questions. Like, yeah. And then she was going in depth. She's like, what was your favorite part of that movie? What was this? I'm like, oh,
she was
my
trying
gosh.
To convert you right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was like, she was trying to catch me in like a lie.
So do you like when I touch you here? How about here, Robert?
Where on this doll are you religious?
Yeah.
So I was just like, all right, this is awkward. Because again, nothing against people who are religious.
No.
I'm just not that person.
I told you, I said this on the last episode, that people who are religious are okay with pushing any social boundaries in the name of religion.
Well, because I think they, in their mind, they just assume everybody is.
I think they assume they're doing something good for you.
Well, that too. But it's not like, to me, I've never been like so involved in the sense of like, I thought it was like, you know, Mormon showing up to the door kind of thing. Like people, you know, knocking and stuff. But like, I've had people ask me if I was religious and ask me like what religion I would follow and stuff. But it never got to like this. Like she was like asking me what my favorite part was, and she was saying stuff like oh, like didn't that like just make you love Jesus even more and stuff? And I'm just like, I mean, yeah, I guess. Like I don't want to be rude.
You gotta overcommit on that. Oh my gosh,
no way.
I love Jesus.
I don't want to go too far because then
so
I don't
much
know
in that scene.
Because then I don't know like how far is too far. Because then. You know, she catches me in a lie. Maybe I'm out on the streets again.
Oh, no. Out on the streets where you're walking across the country. You go, what am I going to do? Walk home?
I got a taste of the high life. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
You know, they just made me dinner.
Some of that religious beef jerky.
Yeah, I wanted breakfast for the next. I mean, they were making decent meals and stuff. It was great.
Decent. You hear that, church?
Okay,
folk?
Not
that,
decent. That, I meant like decent to like what?
No, I know.
Better. Like amazing.
Not
meals.
A granola bar.
Yeah, not a granola bar and beef jerky. I mean, this was, they were cooking stuff. So, but yeah, I just thought those two were like kind of funny instances where I'm just like just in regards to movies, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know what I should be saying right now. Mm-hmm. So obviously Jurassic Park was not the right answer to say is one of my favorite movies. They probably don't like the cloning and dinosaur stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways.
So at the risk of getting off topic and getting yelled at, mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I'm going to stop giving your buddy shit when he shows up to be on the show.
Yeah, he's going to show up and be a guest, so who cares?
It's going to be fun. My buddy and I wrote this short skit called Life on the Cross, and there was it's about a crossing guard.
Oh, my God.
So his name is Jesus. It was very funny.
Nice.
Two kids will, hey, Mary, hey, Joseph.
Yeah.
Kid comes up and kicks him in the shins. Come on, Judas.
Hey, man. Send it to SNL. They'll put it in there.
No.
No. Hey, you never know.
All right.
But
so,
yeah. After that.
Right. Once you left.
I mean, after that, I finished my ice cream and hurried back to my room and just stayed there. And I felt bad, though, because I wasn't like that second night. Granted, they all had things they were doing and stuff, but you know, I was kind of sticking to my room because I was trying to download as many like audiobooks and podcasts as I could.
Right.
I didn't always have internet, and they had really good internet, so I'm downloading like, I mean, it free, not like BitTorrenting stuff. I'm like actually downloading like
they
podcasts.
They had that sacrificial that's Wi-Fi, the
Virgin or whatever it's
Virgin
called.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah. After that, the next day. She actually, Frankie, I guess is what we're calling her. She gave me kind of like some directions to this path, not a nature trail, but like a jogging path that actually went through all of Casper and then took me back to the highway. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. So I did that the next day. And from there, I walked all the way to.
They prayed with you when you left, didn't they?
No, but they said that I was in their prayers, and they gave me their email, and they were like, let us know and make sure that...
Did you email them?
Yeah, I did. I emailed them right when I finished.
Nice.
So let them know. They're like, oh, congratulations. And I'm like, thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks for, you know, thanks giving me a place to stay.
Thanks for what?
That's it.
All right.
Giving me a place to stay. And praying for me.
Grateful.
Listen, they were not the only people I met that were telling me that I was on a spiritual journey.
Of course.
And that they were hoping for
God
the best.
God sent you on this.
Yeah. He's with you this whole way. You're going to make it. I'm like, I hope so. I mean,
you said that so casually, it had to be true.
Yeah, it was.
You were just recanting that straight from memory.
It was. People have said that.
He is with you on every step.
Even in Florida. At Florida, I got a lot of religious people.
Listen, you know what, though? Those are the nicest freaking people ever.
They are. Hey.
They don't want to stop a chat. They don't want to, you know what I mean? They're not going to stop you and bring up politics.
Mm-mm.
No way.
No,
they just want to. They just want to give you positive vibes and send you off with the Lord. Which,
I was
you
never
know what?
Hey,
great.
Yeah, if it works, I'm fine with it. I was never like turned off or like scared of like that. It was just more of like an awkward situation because I personally don't. I'm not religious, so it's hard for me to have a conversation about that.
I honestly would feel a sense of relief if I knew they came out and they were super religious. Like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
These people aren't going
to. Unless you go to like the Westboro Baptist Church and then it's like they're almost too religious.
I see you're wearing Converse. Yeah. We want to cleanse you of Satan. We need to chop your feet
baptizing
off.
Me. Just drowning me.
Baptizing you in lamb's blood out in front of a Walmart.
That might be too far.
This is our sacrifice. I'm sorry. We're getting too far off topic.
Okay. So again, I walked
nature
through
trail.
Casper.
How was the nature trail?
It wasn't in nature. It was like a jogging trail. I just went through Casper, Wyoming. But it was cool because like I didn't have to walk along the road. Cities are harder to walk on.
Yep.
Like walk along the road because there's no shoulders on like some roads because like they're more condensed.
Yeah.
Especially in the South, which I'll get to. But like even in Casper, like I just, you know, if there's a nature trail or something I could walk on, I'd rather do that. And then once you get to the interstate or like a major highway, then it kind of opens up and you get more road to walk on. So finally, after Casper, I was able to get onto the interstate and follow that. And I basically followed that for a while, and then I hit a KOA.
Ooh.
You okay?
Yeah. The rabbit ran over my grave.
Okay. Yeah. I hit a KOA and it looked like it was going to storm. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to stay here. So I stayed there and I actually met like this biker guy and,
wait a minute, Lance Armstrong or Hell's Angels?
Both.
Oh,
he joined Hell's
Lance's
Angels.
Lance's Angels.
No, it was a motorcycle. Yeah. Not a biking.
I know.
Cycling. I should say that instead.
I met a cyclist.
No, it was, this biker and, I was chatting him up and he's like, dude, like that's awesome. He's like, I'm biking across the country and I just wanted to kind of see everything.
So
like easy rider type stuff.
He was motorbiking across the country.
He was going across the country and I forget where he started, but he was going west.
That's awesome.
And I was going east.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So he like talked to me for a little bit and
what if you guys met in the middle? Wouldn't that have been so rad? That would
have been awesome. I hope I meet him again when I do it again.
Sure.
Right in the middle somewhere.
You're going to do it again?
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
I was thinking about it, but I'm going to think about it a little bit longer.
If you go again, and this is saying a lot, but I will keep in touch with you.
Yeah, of course, dude. Yeah. Listen, you know what? I get it. You have a family, Jack, but leave them behind for just 6 months.
6 months.
That's it.
Dude, I would be a walk-in machine for the first week. Then after that, probably be like, you know what? This is dumb. I don't like Rob. Let's fight.
That's true.
Because
it's rough.
You know some girl
hours,
that I know.
Hey, man. 24 hours a day with somebody, it gets rough.
Yeah.
We might see that we don't like each other that much.
Well, I'm a firm believer. The only person I'm able to spend 24 hours with and nonstop without going crazy is my wife. And even after, like, you know, 24 hours when you're together, she's like, you know what? Let's go do something.
Yeah, let's get out of the house.
You know what? I really need to go to the store.
Okay. Imagine being with, I mean, again, you love your wife.
I get it.
But
I get it.
A week straight, 24 hours, it's rough.
She and I are different people. We have, and that's a beautiful thing. And that's great. I know that she would not put up with that bull crap after 2 days, 3 days. She'd be like, you know what? This is stupid. I don't like it.
But people say that for like marriages to work out too. You need your alone time. And then that's why, you know, people work. Usually they work different shifts and you're not always next to each other. So it's, walking with somebody, it's, you got to be committed, and it's
have
hard
to be. Have to be committed. There's only there's a handful of people that I would be okay with walking with, but I would be like you. I'd be dropping back 20, 30 feet and
listening
walking by myself and just listening to stuff.
Yeah, you kind of you run out of things to talk about.
Yeah,
I remember when I was with Tony, like we would talk about certain subjects and like they could go on for hours, but then it's like the next day, what are we talking about today? Like we got to figure out another subject to talk about, something that we both know that we can talk for about hours. Otherwise, we're just walking next to each other awkwardly.
6 months. Oh my god,
you run out a lot of stuff.
Right.
It's not like you're experiencing new things either.
I'm just
going to
do some really simple math here. Let's see, 6 months, six times, and we'll do an average of 30.
Right.
So we got 180 days times 24 hours. That's 4,320 hours of stuff to talk about.
Dude, honestly, I think there was one day where me and Tony talked about Mario Kart 64 for about an hour.
Even if we even if we cut that in half for sleep time, that's 2,000 plus hours of sitting there talking about stuff. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
That's why even like with podcasters, when they go to podcasts, usually they're doing their daily routines and then they're meeting people and then they're also like watching TV and watching movies. So they have things to bring to the table.
Yeah.
We were just walking next to each other every day. So it was hard to bring anything new to the, hey dude, did you see that sign? Like, did you see that deer?
One? Yeah, I see it.
What about it?
Yeah. Just after a while, it's like, hey, will you just shut the fuck up?
I'm going to go back to
listening
to my audiobook. Yeah.
Why are you making me take my earbud out to tell me about Furby fully loaded?
Yeah, dude. Isn't it Herbie?
It is Herbie. Okay. I was just imagining a Furby fully
loaded.
Loaded.
Like a baked potato.
Like torqued.
Oh, I was thinking the other way.
Yeah.
So anyways, back to walking. I went through like a lot of the small towns like Glen Rock, Douglas, Glendoe, a lot of Glen stuff. Most of them had nothing. They're smaller places. They would have like gas stations where I would maybe buy like a couple of Powerades, but there would be like expired Powerades. And I think I talked about this before. Did I talk to this?
No.
I don't understand. Maybe I was telling somebody else this. Like people would ask me, did you lose weight on the walk? And I said, no, I kind of just kept the same. But I was also eating like a lot more than I normally did just at home on the walk because I was always hungry. And I didn't always have a lot of stuff. So I'd stop by gas stations. And sometimes I'm eating not healthy food or like McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah.
And when I go to gas stations, I started noticing like things would be expired. Like the pastry that I was going to eat for breakfast or the beef jerky sometimes was expired. And I would like... So finally, I was eating too many of these expired things. It was tasting, it was nasty. So whenever I would go into one of these small towns and go to one of the gas stations to buy food or drinks, even drinks, like I would check the expiration date. But there was like one time with Tony, and I remember we went into a gas station, and when we came out, I bought like a Powerade, and I was drinking it, and it didn't taste right. And I looked at the expiration date; it was like 2 years past.
Yeah,
and I'm like, who?
Why?
Like, how do you still have this in your? I mean, granted, it's a small gas station in the middle of nowhere, but it's like,
yeah,
Jesus, 2 years past, and it's still in your cooler. That's and it was in the front. It's not like I reached in the back or anything. Like it was like right in the front. So no one had a red Powerade in this gas station for
over two years.
Yeah, at least 2 years.
That's unreal.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy, and it did not. It tasted expired. I didn't think Gatorade would taste that bad expired.
Yeah, screw that.
Yeah. So
what do? You walk up and go, hey, man, this freaking Powerade is 2 years
anything.
Old.
I mean, by that time, I think I was already walking past. I'm not going to walk back to the gas station.
Dude.
Come on, man. I'm already walking 3,700 miles. You want me to walk another
mile
another back?
15 minutes? Yeah. Why didn't you
screw
check it when you bought it?
Because that was after that was when I was like, well, I'm checking everything now. I'm checking everything. I'm checking drinks. I'm checking pastries. I'm checking Slim Jims.
How old are these underwear?
Yeah, I'm checking everything. Anything that I buy in a gas station in the middle of one of these small-ass towns, I'm checking.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about it. No one bought a red Powerade in
two years.
That's crazy.
How many people had been in there in 2 years? I bet
probably like three.
Yeah.
Three people.
I was going to say. And that poor guy that works the counter, does he live there?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of them wouldn't take cards either. So, yeah, like, I always had to make sure I had cash. And there was some campgrounds that I would stay at that wouldn't take cards. So I would have to, like...
Hey, gang, listeners, I'm a banker. It's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Do yourselves a favor. Don't carry cash unless you absolutely know you're going
to
need it.
Usually I don't carry cash, but I had to carry cash on this walk because...
Dude, I get it. I'm not trying you shouldn't have.
No.
I mean, in that scenario,
it's
that
a small
probably
town,
calls
they don't.
For it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't,
but,
they, like...
Jeez Louise.
I know. Usually, I don't carry cash that often. I do just for emergencies. I'll have some on me. But, like, when I was on my walk, there was, like, sometimes where I'd have to walk to a bank and get cash and then walk to the campsite
because
they wouldn't take cards. So I was like, well, I guess that's small town America. They're not there yet. I get it. That makes sense. And some guys actually had the
swipe
thing on their phone. They would get like a phone and then they would do the swipe thing, which I thought that was cool. But they were like, I remember one guy stayed at his place and he was like, he was trying to get it going. He's like, I haven't even used this yet. Like, he just kind of like, please don't overcharge me.
I just got this Square. And it's that situation where they're running your cards
like
six
seven
times.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, please, sir. This is for like $100. Don't. Please don't. He's like, I don't even know how this thing works. I just got it.
Keep scanning.
I haven't seen anything yet.
Hey.
And then your phone starts going bling, bling.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it because, they're not getting a lot of customers. They got to try to run up the price tag somehow. You know what I mean? Make some extra money. No, but I guess that's how some of them were. I mean, that's kind of cool. At least they were updating their systems a little bit because these were like some of the small campsites in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Before, I know we're going to like wrap up soon, but I want to talk about when I was on the next day. This is like actually probably like 3 days after Casper. I turned east onto 26, and that's when I was heading towards Nebraska. I saw two mother-daughter people. Like, they first, like, probably, like, around 11, a mother and a daughter stopped, and they're like, hey, like, oh, my gosh, do you need help or anything? I go, no. They're like, oh, well, we just went to grocery shopping. You want some Gatorade? So I'm like, sure. So they, like, gave me some Gatorade. And they're like, awesome. Take it easy. And I'm like, okay. And then literally, like, maybe an hour later, another mother-daughter pulled to the side of the road. They're like, hey, do you need any help? I was like, that's weird. Like, that's...
Yeah.
And they, like, they didn't look similar, but it was, like, kind of the same thing, same kind of vibe. And I'm like, no. They're like, oh, well, here's $20. Like, buy yourself some food or something.
Come on back to our house. We'll give you a sponge bath for a couple hours.
Hey, man. If it turns into that scene from Cold Mountain,
what?
I'm down.
Cold Mountain?
You never saw that?
No.
I think it was Cold Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
No. Definitely not that one.
You sure?
I'm positive. That's not what I'm referencing.
We could stay up here forever.
Nope. Cold Mountain is the one with Civil War, where Jude Law like stays with some family, and then the guy gets all mad because he's like, all the women are naked around him and stuff, and he chases them out.
Why were all the women naked around him?
I don't know. They're
Spoiler
trying to sleep
alert.
With him or something.
Ear Muffet.
They're
oh,
either
really?
Trying to wash him or sleep with him or something
His
like that.
His wife and daughter?
Why, like, it might have been all the daughters or something like that. It was like three women. They're all naked. I don't remember. I saw the movie when
Cold
it first
Mountain.
Came out in like 2003. But
good Lord.
There's the reference.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up episode 25 of Across America. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Robert Lamb's epic saga of his walk across the country. Tune in next week for more adventures. Thanks so much. I love you.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.